Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Android.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yo. What's up?
I can't see Greg, but he's just moaning like a motherfucker over here, dude. There he is.
There we
back,
go.
Back, baby.
Oh,
that's the first time I've seen you tonight, man. Look at that.
We are back.
What's going on, gentlemen? Oh, yeah, you got the old
I got
school.
The Pardon My American shirt on, everybody. You got the Pardon My American shirt on, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn. Yes, sir. I'm the only one not wearing one tonight.
Yes, sir, dude.
You sons of bitches. Damn. Or you son of a bitch, Chris.
Yeah, don't lump me into this shit. I always wear mine, man. It was weird. Kidding. Even under the last name, we just wore PMA shit anyway.
I know.
Yeah, dude. We never gave it up, and we're back, baby.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the elephant in the room? Like, what's going on here? For all those who just, like, are tuning in for the first time seeing this pop up.
Yeah, so anyone that didn't get the announcement from our other show, we decided to say fuck it, and we're just going to do what we fucking want to do, and here we are under Pardon My American again. So fuck it. Here we go. This is where we started. This is where we're going to fucking end.
Yeah, and to anybody who wasn't listening to Last Americans, I mean, Chris has dentures, so I mean,
Well, he's got temps.
He's gonna sound like a fucking.
He's got some temp teeth in, bro. He's got that.
It's getting better. Like
it's getting better.
It's definitely better.
I got stitches out today, and they refit my bottom one so it doesn't fall out when I'm talking anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
so that's good.
Yeah, because now it sounds like you just have a dip in.
You got that. You got that tight lip. You know what I'm saying?
That's gonna be a weird habit.
It's a little like a butthole mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit like it's a little thinkster.
A little bit.
I got 2 months. 2 months, and then I get my permanent shit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey. Yeah, everybody's just gonna have to deal with it. So it's Joe Rogan with a lisp.
So,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Fuck everyone out that doesn't like my lisp and doesn't like my beer can cracks.
So fuck you,
Joe Down Rogan. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Down Syndrome Rogan.
Joe Down Rogan.
God.
So a lot of you already know that we were changing it. We've like messed with it and stuff over the past couple, you know, Patreon shows and other things. But at the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. There's no reason not to. We're just trying to have fun. We want to talk about stuff again openly. Yeah. We're hoping too that obviously with a Trump presidency and things changing, that maybe some of this shit will get lifted and moved on, and we'll get past all the crap that's happened over the past couple of years. But either
Congress
way,
is talking about splitting up Google. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's just there's a lot of shit going on. But
fingers crossed. But
we love Pardon My American. That's our name.
That was our baby.
That's always been our name. Not that I loved Last Americans, the name and stuff, and it was cool. But I'm just saying, Pardon My American is what we are, and always has been what we are, and there's no reason to not go back to that.
Yeah.
So here
we are. If anybody wants to like listen to what we've been up to for the last year. and you like didn't know, yeah, you can go check out the Last Americans podcast, because that's what we were for the last year.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's been fun. But you know, unfortunately, with the restrictions and the things that happen, and you know, moving and everything else, it's just been, you know, you got to.
Oh yeah, we should inform everybody. You guys are in Texas, so Dave and Chris are in Texas, just in case people don't know, because it's been a while, right?
Yeah, it's been.
Well, we were still under the PMA when we were in Texas.
In Texas? Yeah. Okay, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, we're in Houston now. We're not in Austin. We're in Houston. And so we're still doing like the Zoom stuff. And, you know, the plans and the goals are not much different. It's been hard. We've been working a lot. You know, we're still planning on building out the studio here soon. I know we've been wanting to, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think with the new year, especially, we'll get that done. But we have some ideas to kind of bring this space back into a space that feels like the studio we've always been around.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun, man. I'm excited to have fun debates, to have open conversations, you know what I'm saying, where we're talking about stuff and not feeling like, God, you know, like, I don't know if we should say
that.
No
matter what you do, please put a dildo on the wall. Because that is like the addition that like with the drinking bros, that is the one thing, you know, it's like the blessing. You walk into the room, you touch the dildo hanging on the wall.
Yeah, man.
Everything's fine and dandy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You put it on the wall where it can graze you a little on the face as you walk in. You know what I'm saying? Just gives you that.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like a shot of coffee. You know what I'm saying? Or like an espresso shot. It just kind of gives you a nice little gentle touch. You know what's going on. It wakes
Everybody needs a good shot in the face in the morning, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, from what? It's up to you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Shot of coffee, shot of dildo.
Anyways, glad to see some people on here. We were kind of chatting. We were kind of getting some stuff set up. My cord's been a little messed up. All of our cords are actually messed up. But we were trying to get some stuff set up, and I did notice in the chat, so there's a couple people that we haven't seen for a long time. They're like, what? These guys are back? And it's like, no, we've been around. It's just, unfortunately, the transition was not as smooth as we all wanted it to be, and I think we lost a lot of people. And we actually met up with some people we talked about a couple times on the show, but we met up some people here. We went to a restaurant, me and Chris, and they're like, are you guys on a show? And it's like, yeah, Pardon My American? It's like, not anymore, but yes, you know?
Yeah.
And they didn't know that we changed. So it's one of those things, man. It's one of those things that it's long overdue, right?
For sure.
Absolutely.
All right,
for
man.
Sure.
So, absolutely.
It's something we've always kind of been having an inner battle with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I finally admitted that I'm not gay.
Okay? Oh, shit.
All right.
I actually like women. That's weird.
Damn, okay.
I'm coming out. I'm saying it. Yes,
I don't know what you're... Damn, dude. Anyway, no wonder you want to stay in Oregon, Washington. You know what I'm saying? It's just
you know, the gayest fucking shit ever.
Okay.
So we got some stuff to talk about. Where do you guys want to start?
Wherever, dude.
Guys. Well, I just got off work, and you guys seem to have some stuff. So I don't even know what you have. So I'm just ready to see whatever it is.
Okay.
Lay it on me. You know what I'm saying?
Bring it all over me. Well, let's. You had some funny ones, Greg, and some interesting ones, right?
Yeah, so the trending story that could really kind of, you know, there's a lot of interesting directions that this conversation could go, because this woman, Hannah Kobayashi, okay?
Oh, sounds like a good restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kobayashi.
You guys want to go to that Kobayashi restaurant tonight? Yeah,
so this is a mysterious case. She's a Hawaiian photographer, and she's been missing. And this story has been, like, marred with like some wild conspiracies. You got like, was she brainwashed by this cult, or was she blackmailed by some hackers? You know what I mean? Mm. And so like, she's been missing since November 11th. Her father has been all over the news, kind of trying to, you know, find her daughter or his daughter, obviously. He flew all the way to LAX. He was in Hawaii. So he flew all the way to LAX, where she was last seen. Mm. And today it was just reported that he jumped off of a 7-story parking garage at LAX and killed himself.
Yeah.
He jumped.
That's the story. It's like, bro, like he's
died of a broken heart,
father.
Man. He died of a broken heart.
It just, so there's a lot
read
of things.
Read this legitimate
that don't
article.
Make sense, right?
And no, this is all legitimate, man. What are you talking about? This is facts. He died of a broken heart, man. It's in the,
too much to bear.
It's in the autopsy.
Well, I'm sure his heart has exploded.
Like, did he die of a broken heart or being flattened? You know what I'm saying? Like, there could be one of each.
His heart was definitely broken.
Okay, so listen, he jumped off a building or off of a car thing, and then because his daughter was missing for 11 days prior.
But why fly to LAX to do it? You know what I mean?
He was searching for her,
because that's where she was last seen, and so he was kind of rallying. He was having, like, this big, like, things with signs and stuff. I actually bookmarked a video from News Nation, and the first 2 minutes helps kind of lay out the story, because there's a timeline to this where, like, she was last seen, and, you know, like, when she landed in LAX from Hawaii, something happened with her flight, because it was supposed to be a direct flight to New York. I don't know why she was going to New York, but then, so she had this, like, layover. She was on standby or something. So she went over to the Grove. She went shopping in L.A., and then she was spotted at a Nike store, like, on security cameras and stuff. Hmm. And then she went back to LAX, and the last reported, like, timestamp of her, like, location was, I believe, on this train. Like, she took a train, and it was on November 11th, right? 11-11. So, yeah, Chris, I don't know if you have that up.
Yeah,
or...
I'm ready for it.
So just the first 2 minutes, it's just a quick little summary of what's going on here.
So in most missing persons cases, there's just not a lot to go on. No witnesses, no video, no messages from the missing person. The Hannah Kobayashi case is really the exact opposite. There are a ton of clues with this situation, and that's what is so confounding about the search for the missing photographer. Now, here is exactly what we know. On Friday, November 8th, Hannah flew from her home in Hawaii. She was en route to New York City with a stop in Los Angeles. She landed at LAX airport. It's 9:53 a.m. She only had 40 minutes to get from one terminal to the other to catch her connecting flight to New York City, and that was not enough time. She ended up missing the flight and was put on standby for another flight. The following day, Saturday, November 9th, she was still waiting for a flight. She went to the Grove, which is a popular shopping center. It's about an hour from the airport there in L.A. While she was there, she went to a bookstore. The employees remember her because she asked them to charge her cell phone while she went to get something to eat. She also signed up for the store's mailing list. The application, they checked, it's in her handwriting, and she gave her Hawaiian address. This was the last day she spoke to her family on the phone. The next day, Sunday, November 10th, Hannah was caught on camera at LeBron James's Nike event. It was also held at the Grove Shopping Center. Her final Instagram post was this photo that you see there. It was taken at the event. And then on Monday, November 11th, she was seen again. She was back at LAX Airport, asking an employee if she could pay the difference to get off standby and take a direct flight to New York. Now, while she was at the airport, her family got some very strange text messages from her phone, talking about a spiritual awakening and that she had been cheated out of her money. Later that day, Hannah was caught on a security camera talking to an unidentified man at the Pico Metro station. It is about an hour from the airport, and it's in somewhat of a rough part of town. And that is the last time that Hannah was seen. You can see the picture right there released by the family.
She does not look distressed at all.
No.
Right? So, I mean, she's just, you know, walking around, doing her thing, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, I was looking this up, and New York Post has an article out. Chris, I sent you the one from Daily Mail.
Yeah.
But this one from New York Post is describing the cult, because... this all comes up with, like, her last text messages that she was sending. And everybody was saying that, you know, like, they talked about, like, I just finished a very intense spiritual awakening, right? That's what one text said.
Yeah.
Another one was saying, deep hackers wiped my identity, stole all my funds, and have me on a mind fuck since Friday.
Deep hackers?
Deep hackers.
Oh, deep hackers.
I thought you said deep hackers.
I was like, wait, is that,
what's that, like a
deep hackers?
Dick hackers?
Yeah, is that those fucking people.
Is that a,
and then,
like a team?
She said,
is that porno?
Yeah, or something, right? But she basically implied to her father, you know, he's been interviewed saying, like, you know, she sounded like she, like, somebody took her identity, stole all of her money, and she's been, like, kind of frantically kind of doing these things. And so he reached out and he's like, just tell me what I can do to help you. And then he hadn't heard from her, right? But the cult that she was tied up in, supposedly, right, was the Twin Flames cult.
Twin Flames.
There's a documentary on Netflix about this, but what they believe is that the Twin Flames idea is, like, there's a soulmate, right? somewhere in the world, there is your twin flame that is your soulmate that you are destined to be with, no matter who it is. It could be a man.
Okay.
It could be a woman. Okay. And so, like, it's, like, very fluid, you know, sexually wise and all that shit. But, like, the twin flame stuff is, it sounds like she got caught up in that, and this guy, maybe, was like, hey, I think I'm your twin flame. Look, we have all these things in common, and maybe that's why she was going to New York to visit this guy, right? But as, apparently it was a deep hacking operation that got her identity.
Like, the whole thing was?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like really getting a little confused at this point. I can be honest with you.
Dude, so like this whole thing is very confusing.
Yeah. Well, no, the reason I'm confused is because, like, okay, so she had all this shit happen. There's photos of her Nike fucking shit going on. She doesn't look distressed. She doesn't look normal. She's back at the airport. There's a guy
trying to get tickets again.
There's a photo of a dude who looks like he works at the airport. Let's be real.
Well, that was at the metro station.
Okay, either way.
That was like a security camera.
Either way, but again, doesn't look completely... So, and I see the comments. I'm reinsisting. She doesn't look distressed because she has no idea that she's in the heart of gangland in L.A. Probably, right?
Oh,
but the reason I'm saying is, like, where does this tie in with the cult? Like, no one's... Where's the cult coming into this? Like, how are we getting to cult from this information that we just watched the video and the other things? Like, who's saying that? Is that deeper in the article that she's involved with the cult? Or is that somebody just coming out saying it? Like, where's that coming from?
So, yeah, this is in the New York Post. She had been brainwashed by cultists, some said. Like the notorious
Before all of this?
Yeah, like before she left.
I don't know. I'm gonna read this and we'll see. Like the notorious love-obsessed faction Twin Flames, also the subject of the Netflix docu-series, Hannah's Instagram account shows that she followed the Twin Flames associated accounts, but Pigeon, whoever Pigeon is, said that she'd never mentioned the group. Others claimed that it was blackmail by African hackers.
Ooh.
But where does that come from, though? So, wait, okay, so her plane was, she missed her flight. It was delayed. She was on standby.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went shopping and did all this shit. But, like, what does that have to do with hacking? Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, where does the hacking come in place?
That's what she was texting her parents. She was texting, like, somebody hacked me, blah, 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 blah. They stole my identity. Right?
Yeah, my grandmother-in-law has done that a couple times. You know what I mean? Like, some people just think that they're being hacked. You know what I'm saying? Literally, Chris knows. She actually has done that. Like, where she's like, they're out to get me. They're hacking my number. I'm compromised.
Right. So that's what I don't get is, like, but here's where it kind of does tie into a little twin flames, right? Because if you think of twin flames, like, numerology plays into that. Like, 1-1, like 11 is a twin flame number. 2-2 is a twin flame number, right?
Yeah.
She went disappearing or went missing on November 11th, 11-11, right? Yeah. So that was, you know, pretty suspicious to me. That caught my eye.
Sure.
Her sister is 22. 22 is a, you know, whatever, right? That's a twin flame number.
Her sister?
Her sister, yes. Kobayashi's other daughter, or wait, yeah.
Kobayashi.
Hannah's sister, Sydney, 22, is with other members of her family in Los Angeles. So her sister, Hannah's sister, Sydney, is 22 years old.
And her sister lives in L.A.?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, there's no
way. I mean,
no. That's what I'm saying. The sister has nothing to do with any of this shit, seemingly.
But I'm just saying, I was just brought up her sister for the age, 22, twin flame. Not only that, but this dad, it's reported that he jumped off the building. His suicide came 11 days after his daughter vanished from the same airport. 11. Again, that twin flame number, right? That's right in that Daily Mail article.
See, so the thing that is, okay, so I don't know much about the twin flame. Now, I love documentaries. I would love to watch this because I think those things are, especially cult shit, is very interesting how people get sucked into that. I'm all about it.
Yep.
But the issue is, okay, when did this documentary come out? I'm guessing very recently because I have not even heard about this yet.
2023, I think.
Oh, okay. Maybe I have seen it then. Shit. I feel like I've watched most, but okay. But my point is, I feel like some people said that she is into this. Some people have said she's into it. She hasn't talked really about it at all. So
the only inkling that we have is that she follows people related to this on...
She follows the group, right?
Like just, Instagram.
Just the group. Am I, isn't that what it said, that she follows the Twin Flames group?
Hannah's Instagram account shows that she followed Twin Flames associated accounts.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay, so sure, I'm with you. Like, that's a little weird. However, when you watch a documentary, maybe she did, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. you can be interested in it. I'm not saying I follow the groups that I have watched on documentaries. However, I have watched documentaries and then went to as many different pages as possible trying to find more information on it because I think it's very interesting. So I'm not saying like it could be one way or the other, but if you kind of take out this Twin Flames, this is not that. This is a situation where it kind of all crumbles in your lap, right? Without that, like, couple people saying, "Well, yeah, she was associated with them," this whole thing's not as weird as it is appearing right now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, don't. Yeah, I mean, you got the number 11 multiple times, right? 11-11, she goes missing. 11 days later, her dad just mysteriously jumps off a 7-story like parking garage,
yeah.
And that's what people don't get is they're like, he was devoted into finding her. He did not want to die. He wanted to find his missing daughter, and that's why he went to LAX.
Yeah, that's what was weird to me. Like, why would he get there just to the airport and then kill off himself?
You wouldn't
do that, like, later? You wouldn't get there and then look for a while before you, like, gave up or something?
And the other thing that it said in what I briefly grabbed in the article is that he was, like, Skid Row area. It's like, why is that the initial place that you want to go? You know what I mean? Like, what makes you think that it's just going to be in Skid Row that she's going to be found?
Well, she wasn't a bad part of town, so.
Yeah, I know, but, like, Skid Row's, like.
Well, LAX is just, you know.
LA sucks.
Where are you going to go?
I know, but my point is if you had a daughter or son or relative who went missing at LAX, right, and you went to search for them, and they seemingly are normal people. She looks like a fairly normal woman, right? My first thought's not like, we need to go to fucking Skid Row, dude. You know, like, she clearly wasn't in Skid Row. She was at the shopping mall. She was at the Nike store.
Where is actually Skid Row? Is it where the metro station is?
I don't know the details on that, to be honest
with you. Well, I mean, a lot of articles and a lot of videos were talking about the crypto.com center. There's like a crypto.com arena or something like that. So you're seeing this crypto.com all over the place. So I'm just saying, like,
so PETA's in the chat, guys. I just want to throw this out there. We haven't seen PETA for a minute.
Our Aussie friend, PETA.
Hello, PETA.
She actually is claiming that she's followed this. She's saying that she had her trip to New York that was a trip of a lifetime. She had a full itinerary. Her first photography gig with a press pass she was proud of. She had full intentions to go all the way to New York City. Her aunt said that her dad had died of a broken heart. She was last seen at Pick Station near Skid Row, so maybe that explains that one.
Yeah, so if you show the picture, it shows like the 1, 2, 3, 4, like the chain of events. And number 8, November 11th, 10:03 p.m., leaves Metro Pico Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's what it says in the there you go.
Yeah, so,
right? So
here's the
she's
thing.
Going all over the fucking place.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like, and I, you know me, man. I want to look at all angles because I feel like if we just go down the twin flame path, right, like that's really, we're being very narrow, okay? It's very possible that that's the case. But my question is only because I don't really know much about the group and I can't remember a documentary or anything in that particular realm.
Can there be triplet flames?
No, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
But my question,
my thing is like, so with cult groups and shit, like they generally don't have like hitmen, you know, and all this other stuff. It's like a confined group of people that believe in a certain thing and they can do some crazy shits on their cults and in the groups. But my thing is she left Hawaii. She went and she randomly landed in LAX, right? That wasn't from her. That was from a layover situation. So that wasn't a planned thing.
It was like an international type of thing. Like she was flying in from Hawaii, right? Stopped at LAX.
But she wasn't supposed to, correct? She was supposed to. Wasn't she supposed to have a one-way ticket to New York and then had a situation where they had to land?
I don't know. Something happened with her second flight. I don't think they have like a one-way.
Oh, so she had an interconnection and then it got.
Yeah. Okay. Because they won't go from LA all the way to New York. I think that's too far.
You know, I get you. I get what you're saying. So either way, she landed. She only had 20 minutes to get onto her next flight. All I'm saying about all that is, it doesn't seem like why LAX, right? Like if there was some plan for her or something weird that if you want to go down that direction, why LAX? Because she wasn't even planning on being in LAX for more than a couple minutes. it just worked out where she couldn't make her next flight, and then she was there.
Yeah, she had a layover in LAX and missed her flight. I heard that like her flight was like delayed or something, and she was on standby.
Well, you know,
maybe she missed her flight. That makes
I've had
sense.
Situations where I was sitting on the fucking tarmac when I, after I land for fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what that's what the article said, Greg. It said that when she landed, she only had 20 minutes to get to her next flight and could not make the flight. So by the time she got off the plane, got her luggage, she was not able to get the connecting flight.
Yeah, Pete is blown up. She's saying her luggage went on to New York City and then got sent back because she never arrived. And then she went back to LAX to get her bag, and that's why she's seen with it at the Pico station.
Okay. So here's the thing, though. Here's what I'm ultimately getting at, and this is I think this is fun, but this is where, you know, the three different minds that we have in the room. This is where this kind of stuff becomes interesting because I feel like I don't know that the twin flames means shit in this. I got to be completely honest with you.
I think it could have started out like that, but I think she got tricked.
Okay, well,
if it was going down that road,
she was going to see her twin flame.
But that's not what Pete. Is even saying. Just based off what Pete is saying, that she had this whole thing planned out, itinerary. She's doing a photography thing. Like this was like a whole thing, not like a.
Yeah, but if you're going to New York City if you're going to see your twin flame. Why wouldn't you also plan other things to do?
But hear me out. Where is the, like, this is important. Where is the evidence that she was going to meet anyone?
I don't know.
There is none.
Well, why would there be?
I know, but here's my point.
Unless there's text messages.
What I'm trying to say is it's fun to speculate those things, right? Because some people, which they don't even name, right? It's not like her dad said she was involved. There are sources that said that she follows this group based on the fact that she follows a couple on Instagram. Right. Mm-hmm. But because of just that one thing, all of a sudden it turns out this whole entire thing about twin flames, where in reality, in my mind, I'm looking at this like, okay, that's interesting. But she was in this really terrible part of LA. Right. There are gangs there. There are a lot of hobos. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of fucking shit going on. LA is dangerous.
I bet she got involved in a soup kitchen.
So yeah, Pete is saying people are looking at the downtown LA street cam footage to look for her because also apparently when she got her suitcase, she got off Metro with a guy with a bike. She met up with a guy on a bike. Like a motorcycle, Pete?
Like a bicycle. If she was on a train, he probably had the bicycle with him. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Hmm.
But see, don't you see how this is unraveling? That's all I'm asking, right? Like, does it not seem a lot more plausible that she met up with somebody or she was trying to confide in somebody that she had just met in LAX?
That's what I'm saying, dude. So I just bookmarked one of the tweets. So apparently there was an incoming text from maybe her father or somebody. It says, explain it to me so that I can try to be of help to you. And then she responds, I got tricked pretty much into giving away all of my funds for someone I thought I loved. So there's your connection with, like, you know, she gave her money away to somebody that she thought she was loving, like the twin flame type of thing. That's where this comes in.
But it doesn't. Like, who knows? Okay, listen.
For sure. I get what you're saying. It could have been like a twin flame type of thing. You know what I mean?
It definitely could have been. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm just saying it could, like, listen, man, women, men, they meet people on the internet. They fall in love or they think they're in love.
She was catfished.
They catfish, bro. Like, we've seen this a fucking thousand times. Like,
I'm going to meet my fucking Prince Charming. And really, it was this fat fuck who wanted to rape and kill me.
No, you don't even
for
meet
sure,
him.
But how many of those catfishes empty out their bank accounts, bro?
Go watch the show again because a lot of them
if you were gonna lie about who you were completely to somebody and you were that kind of fucked up and you're willing to just fuck people over like that, why wouldn't you try to rob them while you're doing it?
Greg, that's what they did. They set this thing up with these men, mostly men, right? Women too, but men who were fucking, you know, not attractive or, you know, the norm of attractive. And these women who are attractive would hit on them and make them feel good. They talked to them for months and then they'd have them say, I can't pay my rent. Can you send me $2,000? My car broke down. They literally send thousands of dollars to these people. That is a very normal thing.
I bet.
Were they talking about a spiritual awakening too, though? She was tricked by a spiritual awakening, and she gave all her money to this person.
Where's the spiritual? I haven't seen that tweet or that text. I see.
I just read.
It's in the New York thing. Right?
I know.
Is it in this one?
I can't see all the articles, man. That's the only thing. I just haven't seen all the articles.
I don't think it's in the other one, though. But
which one?
It was something about a spiritual awakening.
But didn't she just say, I'm having a spiritual awakening?
I don't think so.
I wish
there was a text talking about the spiritual awakening. Either way, it's there. It's something she said.
I know you read it. I would love to see it because it does matter. I think like the way that she says it, like I went through a spiritual awakening or I got tricked by a spiritual awakening is two very like significant things, man. You don't remember where you read that from?
Right here. He continued in New York and is cooperating with police after a mystery final text was sent from Hannah's phone talking about her having a spiritual awakening.
So she was having a spiritual awakening. That's what she said. She's having one.
Yeah.
Reason for her traveling in the first place, though? And not necessarily after she got there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this whole thing is muddy. There's a lot of things that don't really make sense, dude.
You know what I bet happened?
What?
I bet the two flames thing is real.
Oh, you're going there.
Now.
And I bet she fell in love with this mysterious Prince Charming in New York City.
Oh, I like the lisp too.
Oh, God damn it.
I got this
grand New York City.
Mysterious sex coach. Yeah.
If Chris was getting catfished and they talked to him, they'd be like, you know what? Just keep the money. We're fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek. And she got fucked over on her flight. And then she called him or texted him and was like, hey, I can't make it. I've tried everything. And he's like, send me this money and I'll get you here.
Yeah.
And then she sends the money. Boom. He says, fuck off. I got my money. And she went over to try to find a way, take a bus or something. And she got picked up by a fucking gang. And now she's off in sex work land.
Well, okay. So, like, yeah, let's just say that happens. And let's say this is like just a nom de plume, whatever type of deal where she's dealing with a catfish, right? But what about the dad? Why would the dad leap
catfish
off the seven story?
Well, listen, I think like the idea of her going to New York could have been a catfish situation, right? It's not,
sure.
It's not to me, it's nothing in LAX. But like, I'm just looking at it from like, without getting ahead. And I know, and here's the thing, you got to understand, I came into this not knowing anything about this, zero.
Me
so
either.
I know you guys have thought about it, maybe. Nope. Or Greg, you've thought about it
a little bit. I think PETA is the only one here that really knows about this.
Okay, but look, so here's my thing. Like, so let's say that was the case. She was going to meet a guy and also take care of some business in New York. Fine. But she landed in LAX. She got stuck in...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
LAX, and then she was around the town in not great parts. In my mind, I'm just looking at it like, I think it's more likely that she was kidnapped or killed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She was in a rough area. And that last text, listen, you go through a bunch of, you're a single, like a woman who's in a place that you do not live. And it's also LA. Let's be real. This is not fucking, you know, some small town, great little, you know, cute town or like even a normal town. This is LA. Okay. She's by herself, wandering around, doing all these things around town by herself, getting, let's say somebody did try to con her of all her money. Right. So she's going through it right now alone, not knowing when she's getting a flight. Maybe she was having like a spiritual awakening. Like this is like, man, I'm this shit's wild. Like I need to get my shit together. Like I'm fucking stuck here. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just saying like, yes, you could hang on those words, but I'm not totally convinced that any of it means anything. And to her dad, like, listen, man, your daughter's missing 11 days, almost 2 weeks, right? That's a long time to have no information coming out. And if you already were dealing with some shit or who knows what the guy's going through, and your daughter is gone and you have no idea where the fuck she's at. I mean, there's a part of me, I don't think I would, but we've seen people go off the deep end when their kids are gone, you know? So,
yeah.
No?
He didn't seem like the guy to do that. I mean, he organized.
You know him?
I knew him personally. He was he was a muchacho. Okay.
Great man.
Healthy muchacho.
Alpaca farmer in Hawaii.
No.
Alpaca, he had great dirt. Great dirt.
He had great dirt.
They had bad great dirt. What are you talking about? Those alpacas.
Don't talk shit about
dirt.
That dirt.
If you know, you know, bro.
God.
Hey, Chris, pull up the picture that I just bookmarked on X, please.
Oh, is it his dirt?
Nope, but this explains it all.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, show it.
She's covering the left eye.
One-eyed symbolism, okay? Illuminati confirmed. All right? That's what we're dealing with, people. Come on now. 11-11, she goes missing. 11 days later, her dad jumps off a building. Come on now. Come on.
Also, you know what? I think it could just be basic. She got fucked over at an airport and ended up being an attractive girl in the fucking butthole of L.A., yeah. And now she's gone.
Yeah.
Did you say attractive butthole?
Yeah.
Girl.
That's what I heard, too.
You said girl butthole, but...
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I mean, this is a bizarre story.
It is
I don't
bizarre.
Even know if
I think it's. Like, I think it's weird that the dad would off himself that like that. That's weird. That's weird to me. It's weird to
well,
me that,
makes
you,
me
that
think,
you would
like,
come here to go look and then and you just all of a sudden you're good, you're done.
Like, is there a gang involved?
I don't know, man.
Did a gang steal her and then they like noticed the dad was getting publicity and is like, dude, you're not gonna fucking like shut up
that's,
about this.
I just feel like that's too fast, man. I like it's 11 days goes both ways. Like 11 days is too fast for this to be some coordinated thing too, in my opinion. There's some gang, like the gangs don't want to, they take them and they fucking leave. No one's going to fucking find them. You know what I'm saying? Like these gangs are so deep and dark that why would they even bother messing with the father? You know what I'm saying? Like they already got what they needed and no one's going to know about it. Like you'll probably find, that's the shitty part is like, what if she comes up alive?
What if she's just living off her dream with the twin flame?
She's actually just chilling in New York right now.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. What if she hits
with her twin flame and everything is fucking happy go lucky?
Yeah, she got a train ticket. She just fucking took, you know, I'm just going to
go to
New York.
Well, there'd be video of the train.
Maybe.
If she like lost her phone.
You'd have to know what train.
I don't know. Dude, she was in the, maybe they took her phone. I'm just saying, is like, what if she did pop up alive? What if she's like, I'm alive, guys. What happened to my dad? Holy shit. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be pretty fucked.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty fucked.
That'd be pretty fucked up, man. Like, my dad killed himself because he thought I was gone?
Oh, my God.
I was just banging
the guy. How do you deal with that? Like, if that was to happen, if she was just to be like, actually, I'm alive, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's just been here in New York.
I mean, listen,
she went off grid for a while because they've been having sex parties for 2 weeks.
I would like to think that she's
and
alive.
And then her dad's gone now, and then she has to come back from all that fun and being like, oh, shit.
Sex killed my dad. And my horniness killed my father.
Dude, or was her dad a sacrifice, dude? Yeah.
Well,
you're going to join this twin flame cult.
That
like,
could be another theory.
Family member.
What if, because you're talking about people taking him out. What if the twin flames thing was taking him out? Because one of their things about the twin flames I looked up here is financial exploitation.
There you go.
What
if he owed the cult
money? It says the cult has been accused of charging exorbitant fees for its services, including transition ceremony. So they're talking about they charge their people a ton of money for fees.
They probably have different financial exploitation.
But they're also said they're isolationists. So, I mean, they encourage members to cut ties with family.
Mm.
So that none of this makes sense, man. I'm just telling you, that does not make sense to me. This whole
well, that would explain her ditching her phone and disappearing if they encourage cutting ties with family.
Yeah, but I've watched so many cult shows, and that's not how they do it. That's just like if you watch these shows about cults, and a lot of these encourage their family members to disown.
Well,
that's not how they do it.
They don't say, "Give me your phone."
No, they tell their parents, "Like I'm doing this, and I can no longer talk to you anymore," and that's it.
What if she didn't tell them she was involved with it?
That's possible. Sure. I mean, listen, it's always possible.
Like the dad, like the rest of the family had nothing to do with it, but she did.
Yeah.
No,
she was just dipping her like big toe in, seeing how the water felt. You know, she's like, "Do I really want to do this?" And then she was going to tell her dad.
Maybe, but I think Greg's biggest wet dream right now, like no joke, would be a camera footage of the car, the fucking parking area, with some woman in black pushing the father off, and it's like, that's her, dude. That's her. She did it. And
the daughter did it.
The daughter did it.
Oh!
I mean, if we're going to go there, the fucking aliens picked him up, threw him to the ground, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not a sadomasochist, so I don't like to deal with death and
I mean,
sex.
She took cutting ties to a whole new level.
Yeah, dude.
Cutting ties.
Yeah. Broken heart.
You know what I'm saying?
He did have a broken heart because he saw her face before she pushed him, and he was like, how could you? How could you do this
to
me?
No. See, I see these stories.
Yeah.
I see these stories in the news, and they're percolating, right? And they make my nipples percolate.
Sure.
Right. Dude, and I'm like, why is this percolating? And it has to make me think, like, they want us to latch onto this story for some reason. It's just like the girl who went missing in Idaho, Brian Laundrie.
I remember the guy's name who
murdered her. Gabby, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But what do you mean they want us?
So it's just like, what's that?
They want us to latch onto these?
It's like one of those mystery events. Like, how many people go missing in the United States every second? Like, why this one?
Yeah, I think you're getting caught up. That's what I think it is. I think the people that are really involved are the people that they are targeting this for. The number one thing right now is documentaries, murder mysteries. Women love it. Documentaries are constantly about them. Missing people, people that got killed in passion. Fuck it. You name it, right? Like, it's a huge thing. I love them. I think they're great. So they're looking at it going, we have a fairly attractive woman who has this ironic situation happen and goes missing, and no one knows where she's at. And on top of it, her father kills himself. Wow, this is going to be, you will see this on Netflix in the next year.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to make millions of dollars off of it. And people are like, because there's a side story to it all, there's going to be people that are like, yeah, she was part of Twin Flames. And people are going to be like, and then they're going
to,
guess what? Then the Twin Flames
fucking
documentary
Epstein
is going to make more money. They're going to bring that back from the past because they're going to make more money. It's money.
That's what it's all about, bro.
It's money. But
there is a twist to the story that Ashley just brought in here.
Uh-oh.
I like this. The dad killed her and then killed himself.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
A big fucking twist right there. That's pretty nasty.
He found out she was going to ditch the family and do some weird shit. And he's like, nope.
And he said something like, you'll never be as good as your sister. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Oh,
you know,
geez.
Why not, dude? You know, it's never going to go.
I'm not losing two girls to L.A.
Yeah.
I wanted a son. No.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Boy. No, you know, joking aside, listen, I really do hope that she is found. We all hope that she is found.
Well, yeah.
It's tragic. Let's say on the base level, take away all the stuff because I think it's interesting. I think there could be some truth to any of this, right? But at the end of the day, someone did die. Okay, the father did seemingly commit suicide, and she could or could not be dead.
Yeah,
and so
that's the story.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm talking base level. Mm-hmm. Okay, he is gone, regardless of who did it. Supposedly, he's gone. So the whole thing's tragic, and it's weird. The one thing I do find is a little weird is the fact that he did probably kill himself. Now we just watched me and the wife and stuff. We watched The Patriot.
Oh, dude.
Because I love that movie, and she hadn't actually watched the whole thing. So we watched
9 pounds, 11 ounces.
Yeah, The Patriot. That 9 pound, 11 pound Patriot. Okay. But anyways, so in that one scene, if you remember, where you know, they had the militia going on and the English went through and started burning down all the fucking towns.
Yep.
And there was the scene where there was that one guy that was kind of with him the whole time, and he showed up and somebody had killed his son and wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were murdered and he just shot himself in the head. And so the reason I bring that up is like there are situations where people have something traumatic happen or think something traumatic happened and they end it because they don't want to live without it.
But that's when they like have the physical proof right in front of them. Like this was a missing daughter. You know what I mean? Like he believed that she was still out there. And like the videos that I've watched, he's like, we're here. We're going to find her, you know? And if you're out there, like just come home, give me a call.
Yeah.
I know you're out there. Just give me, like, he was determined.
I get you. But like, and to be fair to you and your point, I think is true. When you watch these mysteries where people are going, people generally don't off themselves. They spend their whole life searching because they want to believe that they're alive somewhere. But to be fair, there are situations. Again, I don't know what this guy's history is. I don't know if he's been married or divorced. Maybe he was divorced.
Dude, no one knows anything.
No one knows.
About the
history. So my point is
maybe
who knows?
PETA knows.
Yeah, who knows? But at the end of the day, like I don't want to act like some people wouldn't. Some people absolutely would. Could have been his favorite daughter. Could have been the relationship. He was very close with her. And he was there searching for her all this time, and there was nothing. There was no leads. There was nothing, and he felt like it was the end for him. You know, I don't think that's true, but I also can see how that could possibly be true. So that's all I'm saying. Possibly, but I give it like a 2% chance. Like something probably happened. Maybe he just fell off. Maybe he was like just delusional and fucking drinking.
Oh, like maybe he was like half drunk and he's like,
what's his autopsy?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Was he drunk? Was he like in misery? Fucking.
Dead. Another thing I was thinking of is like, what if this was a fake death in order to get into the cult himself? Because he's like, the only way I can reunite with my daughter is to join in this Twin Flames.
You know, but doesn't like, he still have?
What
like,
do I need to do?
Other family.
Yeah.
Like wife and shit.
I don't. They're just focusing
what
on the dad.
If,
I don't,
what if he decided that this was the best way to get more news traction? And this would help find her. Sacrifice himself so that more people would talk about the case.
There we go. It's making it work, bro. Because this is the one thing that I don't get is like, why would he jump off a 7-story building to do this?
Yeah. Maybe he was like half drunk and he's like, maybe she's over here. And
oh, yeah.
He looked over the edge. He's like, oh, shit, not there.
Yeah. That's less believable than the cult.
7 stories is it's not enough. I mean, it worked, but I'm saying it's not enough. Like, if you're...
What do you mean?
Well, 7 stories
is
a good amount.
That is high. It's very high, bro.
Yeah, but shit, man. I don't know.
That's enough.
I feel like there's still a chance that you could survive and that'd be terrible. It's a terrible way to go, dude.
There's always a chance.
There's a terrible way to go.
Who's the guy that just fell out the window? Who's the what's his name?
Oh, the actor or the singer.
The famous guy who fell out the window. He was in that band.
Yeah, was he like 6 floors or something like that shit? Or 4?
No, 3rd floor. And he died. Well, I'm just saying, like, 3 floors is
that's
because
he was a pussy, bro. I mean, let's be real. Like,
there's some people that are skydiving and fucking parachute didn't open and they lived.
I mean, there are people that fall off roofs just doing shit, normal shit, and they die. I mean,
I had a teacher in high school that fell off a ladder working on its gutters, and he died.
Yeah, we knew somebody that fell off a roof in town about a while back. Just roofing, fell off, died. Yeah.
Seven stories is plenty high enough.
I just feel like when I look down 7 stories, I'm like, that's not that bad, you know. But you would probably die. You imagine just
aim for the bushes.
Your fucking ankles just go into the ground. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was that one person in 9/11 that jumped out and they landed in the fountain and lived.
Are you serious?
I heard about. Yeah, I think that's. Pretty, I think that's true.
I've never heard this story in my life.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
How far out did they jump into this?
Oh, fucking, I don't know. Like, pretty high, dude. I think it was pretty high.
Into a fountain.
Yeah, there was a fountain below, and they lived. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like that is a fucking, a tail. You know what I'm saying? Like,
were they flipper? Was this a dolphin?
Yeah, because why
half
is that
dolphin,
person?
Half human?
That person should be all over the news. Like, this dude fell and landed in a pond.
Hold on.
It's going to say debunked right off the... There is no.
Ah, God.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
That doesn't mean it's not true. We got to be real. Banyason
says bullshit.
Yeah, that's
right off the
bat. Maybe that was made up.
But there have been skydivers who have fallen all the way and survived, which is mind blowing to me.
Oh,
mind blowing to me.
Without the parachute?
There's a famous one. The person lived through it. It's crazy. That to
it was
me
a
is
woman,
like,
right?
They bounced.
Yeah, I think so. They must have hit some soft shit. They must have hit like a fucking.
They just landed in the field.
Something, dude.
It was in a field.
They landed on a cow laying down.
They broke pretty much everything in their body.
But you lived? That's fucking
lived,
wild, bro.
Lived.
Well, dude, let's talk about one of these other stories before we get out of here. Because, Chris, you brought like some really interesting ones.
There's one. It can just. No, I'm not going to do that one. Boop, boop, boop.
Oh wait, are you struggling with the choices?
Yeah, well, there's okay.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, dude, just fucking hit it. You're overthinking right now.
I am.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
fast moving stars.
Okay,
that's what I'm thinking, dude.
Okay,
what's this about?
Fast moving stars could be piloted by aliens.
Okay,
intelligent aliens. Okay,
well,
they have to
of
be
course they're going to be intelligent. Right?
Study claims.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much of a study the guy did. He's just being like, I bet aliens are in these.
I want to know how much the government use our tax dollars to pay for this study.
Yeah, so it says in a new paper, this guy, Clement Vidal.
He's a Belgian philosopher, okay?
Hey, I mean, they're legit, right?
Well, they got great waffles, so their philosophy must be off the chain, too. Falafel? Philosophy? Okay.
Philosophy waffles, yeah.
Yep.
God.
Here we go.
His name was he said that the idea of hypervelocity stars that move extraordinarily at high speeds,
yeah,
Might be under the control of intelligent alien civilizations.
Okay. See, so right over there it says, on the face of it, the idea makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it on the face or just...
Well...
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it does it on the face, but what is it? Did you read the article?
I read some of it. So basically...
What's the take here?
They're saying that these fast-moving stars, if alien civilizations were controlling them or like inside of them or whatever, they would make them burst like projectiles, like flares and stuff, in order to make them move.
So right here it says, to get the star moving, Vidal proposed that an advanced alien civilization could eject material from its surface in a particular direction, thus producing thrust. That would take so much thrust.
Produce thrust.
Those are some...
I mean... If you're good, if you're an advanced civilization,
damn, bro,
you better be good at thrusting.
Yeah, they took some of that blue chew, that new shit that everybody's talking about. It's like, you want to fuck for days?
This is not
chew.
A sponsored app.
You know how what is this? Around, yeah, is no this, sponsor. Is this around the talk? Sun? It's all blue. It's like,
yeah, right.
That's where blue chew comes from, man.
Yeah, I could just imagine this like a couple like old dudes in the locker room be like, "How'd you do last night? I produced thrust." What are you talking about here?
Yeah, the old star at home, she couldn't handle it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's like a first date, and she's like, "How good are you?" And he's like, "Well, I can move stars."
Yeah, he's like...
I ejected some material, let me tell you. Yeah. All right.
Oh, God damn. Okay, so Vidal also covers the possibility of binary star systems being used in this way as well. So here's my thing, though, is like, I think it's an interesting... I love me some alien talk. But, like, what made them think that it could be and why? Other than just, like, some theory, right? So, like, if you, me being an idiot when it comes to this kind of shit, right? They say, "Dave, why do you think these stars move so fast?" And I'm just like, "I think an alien just made some thrusting material." It just sounds kind of like there's no thought put into this at all, dude.
Well, Vidal. He's a philosopher. There's a lot of thought put into this.
Well, I'm just saying, I would have been interested if they were like, we actually found situations where we found like exhaust portals. There's actually these believed to be hollow or have engines inside them or some kind of a component.
Well, I mean,
that thrusts them. That would be interesting, but just being like, they're just shooting shit and it's moving.
Yeah.
You never know. Right?
Like, that's projecting material? What are you talking about?
Because on these
what
stars,
if what we're seeing, like all the shooting stars, what if those are like just alien craft?
Small. But see, those are smaller. And so like when you're talking about a sun, which is ginormous,
because they actually mention like moving whole galaxies with them.
It's
like we get this star to move and the galaxy just goes with it.
Yeah, if that's...
You guys know, like when you post on Instagram and you have like that icon of Trump on the rocket...
Oh,
it's
the
cartoon Trump on the rocket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing right now. Is just literally Trump on a rocket.
Moving
that's
stars.
The comet.
Yeah.
Flying through the sky.
What kind of life do these aliens have, though? They're just like, "What do you want to do today?" It's like, "You want to fucking drive around the stars?" You know what I mean? Like, it's like that's what you're putting your energy into? Is just what benefit? Here's the thing. I would be curious on what benefit it would be. Let's
you
say
could
it's
move
real.
Your whole planet and galaxy to a more habitable zone.
Well, see, here's the thing, though.
With less danger of natural disasters from asteroids.
No, take this.
From asteroids.
I like it.
Like Mars.
Think of this.
I'm just kidding.
There's the Goldilocks zone, right?
Yeah.
And in order to have humans or aliens or these other creatures or living things, you have to be in the Goldilocks zone. So what if you could move a star to
into the Goldilocks?
No, yeah.
Oh, wait, but you wouldn't be an intelligent life if you were out of the Goldilocks.
Oh, I hear what Dave's saying.
No. Right? You're jumping the gun. You're jumping the gun. Hold on. I'm saying you find a planet that's nice. You're like, this is a nice planet, but it's not in the Goldilocks zone. So let's move the star closer to where it is now in the Goldilocks zone. And now we can produce life at this particular planet.
Come on.
Mm.
That's like a huge fucking game plan thing. That's like... Oh, hey,
they're intelligent.
We found
species,
this cool
Chris.
Fucking planet.
Yeah.
It's got sick fucking waterfalls and rivers and fucking
mountainous
terrain.
But like
the living shit you need to be able to survive there doesn't exist yet.
So Chris, hold on.
So
I think what
are they gonna move it to the Goldilocks zone and be like, we're just gonna wait a billion years.
Dude,
before
you better
we can
pop
actually...
those teeth out and start having a real
simmer
argument
down,
with
Grandpa.
Me,
here you go, come and tell you that's fuck bullshit.
Listen,
that would take so long.
No,
listen, Chris, listen. We have AI algorithms that can predict fucking anything, right?
Yeah.
So if you say, hey, beep-a-bop, beep-a-boop, and you're an alien and you're really intelligent, you got like AI up the yin yang better than us, okay. And you say, where can I put this fucking star and it'll make whatever planet grow? And you have this algorithm decide, hey, if you move this star 50 meters to the left, you got a Goldilocks zone. You can flourish on this planet. And it goes, okay, I'm going to hop in my little fucking thing
and
eject some material.
I like it, though. But hear me out. Check this out. In every galaxy, like we don't know this for fact, but I'm just assuming, right? So they always say that the Earth will eventually be out of the Goldilocks zone, which is why they think Mars may have been like an Earth before, came out of the Goldilocks zone, and died. Now,
that's where my other article
is. So let's say that's the case, right? Now, A, you could say, well, listen, we're starting to get to the edge of our golden era, right? The planet is getting too far away and it's starting to like dissolve on itself, right? So we can move the star closer to keep it going. Or you could find a planet somewhere else. If yours is too far gone, you could find a planet somewhere else that just left the Goldilocks zone that still has those things, but it hasn't completely dissolved, and then go to that planet and habitat that, bring the sun closer, and all the stuff that revitalizes itself.
Oh, so you mean like just keep moving it into the zone.
Just find
it
so something.
It doesn't ever leave.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Or if yours is gone, you could find other ones that are just outside of the Goldilocks zone that you could self kind of adjust and take over that particular planet. Yep. Maybe that's what the aliens are doing here, bro. Maybe they're
trying to move us and keep us in that zone.
I don't know.
Fucking dude, that's what Elon Musk is doing. Think about it.
No, he wants to leave the Earth altogether.
Yeah. I know, but that's what he's planning on doing. I think he wants us to move to Mars, and he's going to move a star close enough to be our sun for our Mars civilization.
I have not seen that one, but I think he'll probably wear a shirt that says move the sun. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, what I do think is when you had Terrence Howard on Joe Rogan, and he's talking about everything's getting sucked in towards the sun. It's moving closer to the sun as we go through, right, time. Eventually, Mars is going to overtake Earth in that Goldilocks zone, right? Yeah. So we got to figure out that transition at some point. If this, if space is not fake and gay, and it's all real, then eventually Earth is going to be like the next Venus. You know what I mean?
Sure. Listen, it's interesting. Now, we went on a tirade about that. That's cool. But it still doesn't answer correctly. Like, dude, I know you're a philosopher, so you just make shit up sometimes. But, like, what made you?
Videl.
I'm not talking about you. Videl.
Videl.
Yeah, Videl.
Castro.
What was his name? Clement.
Videl Castro?
Clement Videl.
Clement.
I mean, if your name is Clement, you're probably full of shit.
Well, I like it. I want to know, like, what made you, A, find this, think about it, and what made you go to that conclusion? Like, something in this guy's mind had to have happened to make him go like, that looks like thrusting off that, you know, like there's some spray or something coming off the star or like what made you just jump to like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's just controlled by it's an RC, you know what I mean? It's a remote control. No big deal.
Yeah. I don't know what made him get to this point, but he's there.
Dude, I went to his Twitter page or X page. He has 558 followers.
Oh,
okay.
Man, big,
oh,
yeah.
Big, big, he big name guy.
He does have, I mean, that's more followers than me, bro. So, yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Props
no,
him.
Good for him, dude.
He has his own website, Big Questions Philosopher. That's what he entitles himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just feel like this is one of those stories where, like, we don't got much else to talk about.
So, I could, like,
yeah.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm saying this.
I could talk about random shit and be like, I'm a philosopher.
Yeah, like Two Flames. You know what I'm saying? I'm kidding.
Dude, we should bring him on the show. He's a speaker, so I mean,
I don't know if I like, could hey, prevent myself from beating my head against this table. I'm all about like ideas. See, that's the thing is I'm cool with any ideas. I'm cool with like you saying like this is why, but I want to hear why you think that. You can't just say I believe that this is
aliens
case.
Moving.
But like, what makes you think?
I told
that?
You.
And unfortunately, I'm not saying
you know
him.
What though. Like I do think that. These types of articles are meant for the everyday layperson who doesn't know scientific language. And so to his credit, maybe.
Yeah.
He might be like one of those guys that talks and like 90% of the public doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I'm
right?
with you. Yeah. I'm with
so
you.
So I think they dumb it down in this short little concise little paragraph for everybody to read and go, oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And then they move on with their day.
So
instead of going down the science route.
I'm
you know
with
I mean?
You. I'm with you 100%. I believe that 100%. So I don't want to take away from him. Maybe he has this well thought out. But one thing
to go against it a tiny, tiny bit, man, would be, it's not that hard to put a couple, like a paragraph in of like, he believes this because X, right. Y, and Z.
Mm.
You don't have exactly. to get deep. You could say like, they found like the Hubble telescope happened to see one and there was like spraying coming off it.
Yeah,
and
he'd just be like, yeah, something. I believe this because aliens live inside the moon. So why wouldn't they live in stars?
Yeah. There you go.
Two sentences to describe the definition of like his hypothesis.
Basic shit.
Now that you say that, maybe this is a whole publicity stunt. I mean, the guy has 558 X followers, bro. So like, maybe we check in a couple weeks and that's skyrocketed.
He's blown up.
2000.
Yeah, but see, the other thing is like, where's this article being posted at? It's
being posted at unexplainedmysteries.com.
There we go. I mean, it's not like this is some major breaking, like fucking, you know what I mean? Like these sites are notorious for grabbing almost anything that's interesting about extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
So cool. Mm. I mean, listen, I'm digging it. Is it possible? Sure. Absolutely, dude.
Well, that ties into, like you said, the moon thing. Or not the moon, Mars or whatever, right? Mm. Well, apparently in 1984, it was released that the CIA did an experiment with, what's it called? Remote viewing?
Sure.
Yeah.
And they had a guy remote view Mars like a million years ago.
Yeah, so they drugged him up and then he saw shit.
Yeah, and he saw beings on Mars with pyramids.
Dude, let's talk about this on Wednesday.
Yeah,
because like that, this is a topic that I really want to dive into.
Oh, this, okay.
This could go deep because remote viewing, like seriously, there's something fucking with that. Because why would the government have a whole department dedicated to that? You know what I mean? Well, like the CIA had.
Well, they're really bad about spending money.
Yeah, dude, I don't think
the
that
CIA.
Is,
well,
I
the
guess.
Whole government in the government
is terrible.
But
why would you have a secret program that's like? You know what I mean?
They're all secret.
Just about.
They're all secret. I just want to be very clear. They're all secret. They do so many tests and so many experiments that no one knows about on the dumbest shit possible. The dumbest shit possible.
But could it be real?
Sure.
I think it could
but
be
I'm just
real.
Saying,
just like people
who was it?
Like reading your fucking.
I think there's evidence that it was real. I mean, like, there's plenty of documentaries. Go watch that documentary tonight on Netflix. Because there's a whole documentary on, like, the accuracy of some of these remote viewers is stunning, bro. I mean, they used to use them to infiltrate like Russian facilities across the fucking planet.
Yeah,
so
they
like,
tell them like layouts of bases and everything.
Yeah, there's some scientific documentation. They don't know how it works, but it fucking works.
Yeah, I think it's like the medium thing. You know, it's the same kind of thing.
Same
like,
kind of thing.
Like, is it possible? Absolutely. Can they see things and feel things? Sure. Are majority of them real? No, I don't believe the majority of them are real. I think it's a gift that some have, but maybe. I guess if the CIA had it, maybe they have the best of the best. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they filtered it down to like a potent subject.
But it's also like they could. We also know that the government has drugged people into oblivion. And then I'm sure they've seen
MK
things.
Ultra.
Yeah, and they're seeing things and they're like, this is probably true, man. He's so drugged out of his mind on LSD right now that he thinks that fucking people are on Mars. Is that possible too? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different program, but yes.
I know it's different. I'm just saying, like, I'd like to know more about it, but I do think that people can see things. Some people can see the future, maybe. But how do you prove it? It's very, very difficult to prove, unfortunately.
Yeah
I don't know.
Dude, let's talk about that too, because, like, there was another, like, prediction, like, Cliff High. I don't know if you've heard of this guy.
Uh-uh.
He has, like,
I think I have.
He had an AI program that predicted the Trump-Joe Rogan interview.
Oh.
Very, very bizarre.
Like, we could see it coming.
He predicted a UFO battle happening very, very soon.
In 2027?
December 5th.
Oh, wow. Oh,
of this year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'm going to say
we'll see about
he's
going
to be
I'm
wrong.
I'm going to set up a camp chair and have a beer and sit outside on the 5th.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit, too, but I think it's a fun story.
All right, guys.
Thank you,
everybody,
for joining. We're back. Pardon My American is here to stay.
Yep.
Make sure we love you.
Go follow.
Go follow.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us up everywhere. If you haven't already, do it now.
Yep.
Do it now. Love you guys.
Peace out, guys.
Good to be back.
Peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.